Welcome back, everybody. We are indeed going to have to ride the storm out. The Bermuda Triangle coming for the middle class here in Wisconsin. I think many of us are about to be crushed by Donald Trump's misguided, self-interested policy proposals. Let me explain, and then we're going to go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Here are the three pieces of the Bermuda Triangle that Donald Trump has whipped up that are going to, I think, crush the middle class and working folks in this country. The first is, of course, a trade war with China, Canada, and Mexico. He's signed on to it. It's official. This is going to make housing more expensive. It's going to devastate agriculture. It's going to drive up prices at the gas pumps. Remember those little stickers that they put on with Joe Biden pointing, saying, I did this. We're about to have that happen here. The second stool, and Calvin, am I getting a little static here? Because I'm going to pop out and come back in. Here we do, folks.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to the Maggie Don Show. We've had a great show today. We talked to Jeff Mandel from Law Forward. He had a lot to say about Brad Schimmel running for the Supreme Court race. I really suggest you go and check that out. It is the first half hour of this hour, and Maggie is back.
Hey, Calvin and everybody. Yes, at least once a show, we got a little fuzz on it. I was explaining the Bermuda Triangle that's coming for the middle class. The first is the trade war. It's going to make everything more expensive. And those costs will be passed on to you. It's going to create inflationary pressures. When we did this the first time, when Trump did this in his first administration, and by the way, he had to take over $26 billion of your tax dollars to shore up agriculture in the form of direct payments to farmers after their businesses were devastated because China basically stopped importing agricultural products from the United States. When this happened the first time, we were in a very low inflationary environment. We're not there now. So not only is the trade war going to make everything more expensive, it's going to drive up inflation. So hold your horses. You think housing is expensive now? Just wait. It's going to get worse. Leg number two of the Bermuda Triangle coming to you and for you, courtesy of Donald Trump, is this attack on government benefits that people have earned, like Social Security, veterans benefits, Medicaid, Medicare, food assistance programs. This coupled on the second leg with this unbelievable dismantling of the federal government. Now, listen, I will always advocate so strongly for doing everything that we should to curb fraud, waste, and abuse, to audit and improve government, and in some places, maybe reimagine government, to do things entirely different, to make sure it is efficient and effective for the middle class. But willy-nilly cuts made by a bunch of pimply, barely out of pubescence technocrats who have never worked in government before, who are in their early 20s, all orchestrated by a billionaire overlord, ain't the way to get there, folks. And the third leg of the stool is the rank corruption. Money in politics is bad. I hate it when Democrats take it, when Republicans take it. But you know what's worse? Unelected billionaires deciding how our federal government's going to be run. You know what's worse? A president issuing his own cryptocurrency and accepting $200 billion in purchases and acting like it's not some sort of violation of self-dealing. All of this is so, so very bad. And when you look at the corruption in light of what they are going to fund with all of these benefit cuts and so-called efficiency measures, which is simply tax cuts for billionaires and the wealthiest corporations, doesn't have to be this way. I'm all for smarter, better, more effective government. And I'm going to tell you this, it ain't what Trump's doing. And just because he says it is, doesn't make it so. Let's go to the phones. Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up next here on the Maggie Don Show. Go ahead.
Well, to go along with what David Crowley just was talking about, yesterday I had contacted Governor Evers' office and proposed a plan that I call We Care Wisconsin, Empathy in Action, and just said that the government could help the farmers and private groups could help finance farmers in exchange for farmers hiring federal workers, and farmers could also donate a portion of their unsold produce because of the tariffs. They could donate some of that to school lunch programs and then also take some students onto their farms and teach them the importance of farming and growing their own food.
Ali, I love these ideas, and I think this is right in the exact lane that we should be thinking. How can we work together to support our farmers, our neighbors, our young people, especially as we're being told by Donald Trump and the MAGAs that government isn't in the business of making sure everybody's okay anymore? Government ain't in the business of supporting the middle class and working people. It's in the business of tax cuts for billionaires and the wealthiest corporations. And, you know, maybe 20-aught billion in contracts for the billionaire overlord, Elon Musk. No self-dealing here. Nothing to see here, folks. Oy vey. We'll be back tomorrow. I've got Senator Hasselbein for broad appeal at 3 p.m. Don't miss that. My name's Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a couple of guest hosts in for Dom Salvia up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Take care.